We're at the end of Sivan Tov, Reish Mem He. So the Braisa in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis says as follows: Tanya, Lulav Kafuf. Okay, we have to see what Kafuf means. Kafuf means that its head is bent over. Kavutz, which is a Machlokes Rashi Tosus. Rashi says it has kotzim, has thorns coming out of it. Tosus brings up in the Aruch that it's use the word smita. It's like shriveled up. I have a great picture over here. That's very nothing that you've ever seen in your whole life on the top right. Saduk. Saduk means split. Akum domet lemagal. It is round like a magal. Is this what's the name of the utensil that is used to cut the wheat in the field, and it's shaped like a
sickle?
Sickle. So it is round like a sickle. That means totally round. So all of these are puzzle. Now, in terms of akum domel magal, that is round like a semicircle, like the sickle. Amar Rava lo arman ela lefana. That's only if it's going forward. But if it's going backwards, briyosehu. That's the way that's considered normal. Amar of Nachma, mitzdadin kilafanav dami, v'amri lo kilafarav dami. So Rav Nachman says if it's going to the sides, so there's two versions of Rav Nachman. Either that is kosher or pasul. The Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, they all go l'chumra and say that to the sides is like l'fanav, like going forwards, like a hunchback, and that's going to be pasul. Okay, so let's see that now in the Shulchan Aruch. Tof Reish Mem Hey Seif Ches. Yesh lo kumin kotzim b'shedraso. Okay, so we said that the word mekuvat kavut is a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring down like both of them. So here's the first opinion is Rashi. Yesh lo kumin kotzim b'shedraso. If the spine, the shedra of the lulav has thorns, shenitzmat v'nichvat, or it is shriveled up like that beautiful picture over there. So all these cases are going to be possible. Okay, now there's something else here that they compare to this, which is when it ends with a zigzag on top. That's not uncommon, to have the top of the lulav zigzag. You have it over there? Yes. So the zigzag, they say, is okay. The picture book here is quoting the Chazon Ish or the Stipler, that the zigzag is not included in this shriveled up, and therefore shriveled up plus zigzag is kosher. Okay, Dirshu footnote 59 brings down the poskim that are makel. Okay, so the post going to make it on the zigzag. Let's continue in the Mechaber. So that's kavutz, which is either thorns or shriveled up. Oshu akum lefanav sheharei shidro kigav bal chato teret. It is totally round. We said like a sickle, like a hunchback. Totally rounded. Not a little round where you gotta stand there and look and all do like this. Now there is a hinder that it should be perfectly straight. So there is such a thing. And that's perhaps why people do it. But it's not to check for this. This is not something that you need to hold at a certain angle and look carefully to see. This is something that's very blatant and very obvious and very rare to actually find. So if it's totally hunchback, it's going to be puzzle. The chain continues the mechaber. Ne'kom le'echad mitzdado puzzle. Also, if it is extremely rounded to one of the sides, so we had two opinions in the Gemara, the Poskim are Machmer, and here the Machaber is also Machmer. It's going to be possible. Hava. In Ne'akam la'achorav kosher. But if it goes backwards, then it's going to be kosher, even if it's very rounded, Shazui Bri also, like the Gemara says, because that is considered normal. Somewhat normal. Mishra Sivkot and Lamed Dalid. The fun of the Henu Atzad Shekineged Hashedrav and Asa Shidrasu Kigav Chat Totarot. It's like a hunchback, totally rounded. Paso Mishra Sivkot and Lamed Vav. All these things, She'ein Zeh Hadar, this is not considered Hadar. And again, we will get there in a few weeks, a couple of weeks later, that the Psul Hadar, depending on what the Psul is, we need to know what the Psul is so that we know, is it Psul only the first day or is it Psul the whole week? Hadar is a very, very big machok, as we've shown him, and Achronim is a Psul only the first day or even the whole week, but it's important to know that the Psul is called the Psul of Hadar.
Hadar, what?
Hadar means beauty. It's creates hadar. That's when the Esrog is there.
Yeah, I thought that was like Mahudar.
Right. It comes from the word Mahudar. Correct. But here, so that's what we had yesterday. Where did we have this? By Lulav Yavesh. So Rashi said the Psul of Lulav Yavesh is it's not Mahudar. Like it's not Mahudar. We have to make mitzvahs beautiful. Oh, that's a very good. That's a process. That's a puzzle. The Mahudar is an advantage. It's a cherry on top. It's not a ma'akev. If it's not Mahudar, it doesn't mean you're not yotze. It just means it's not as beautiful as it could be. You don't get the extra credit. That's exactly Tosas Kash against Rashi. And Tosas points to a Bryce a couple of daf later. That has a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda, and says that the Tanakama that passels Yavesh is not because it's not Mahudar. Mahudar, like you asked, as he says, I don't know, Rashi knew all this, so I don't know why Rashi wrote what he wrote. You have to look in the different pronouns for Yeshua to see if they defend Rashi. I didn't look. I'm sure Rashi has what to say. Rashi's. No, Rashi knows everything that we know and everything that Tosas knows. So, but Tosas brings down the Braisa, and it says that the Lulav is connected to the Esrog. So here, like you're saying, Mahudar is usually the cherry on top. But by the Esrog, the Torah refers to it as a pre-Eitz Hadar. So you see the word Hadar in the term pre-Eitz Hadar referring to the Esrog, that's an inherent part of what this is. It's a pre-Eitz Hadar. So, this in such a case, we wouldn't really ask that question of, well, Hadar is only, the cherry on top. In the case of the Esrog, it's not the cherry on top, it's the definition of the Esrog, and then it comes along the Chachamim, and they have a hekesh, they have a connection, that just like the Esrog has to have a level of Hadar, so to the Lulav has to have a level of Hadar. Rashi, though, brings a different pasuk. He brings the regular pasuk, that Keli Vambeu. Build a beautiful shul, beautiful mezuzah, beautiful sukkah, beautiful Sefer Torah. That's the difficulty with Rashi. The word Hadar by the Esrog, and if you connect it to the Lulav, now becomes an integral part. But Rashi didn't bring down the word Hadar. Rashi brought down a different pasuk from last week's Pasha, from Az Yashir, that Keli Vambeu, which teaches us to beautify the mitzvahs. And that's why Tosas screams at Rashi, as you just said, that's not ma'aki, that doesn't hold back, that's not a psul, that's just extra credit. Okay, so here the Mishnah tells us that these are psulei hadar, and again there's a big machlokes, because we've shown him if that's only possible the first thing, as the pasuk says, ukach lecha b'yom harishon pre'eitz hadar. So maybe only b'yom harishon there's a psul of hadar and not the rest of the week. And others say, no, also the rest of the week. Okay, we're in Tafresh Mem Hei Sivches. We spoke about Mekuvats. We spoke about, in the middle, we talk about Akum, if it's totally round, like a sickle. So then if it's round going forward, then it's going to be pasal. The side's also going to be pasal. Aval nekam achar of kasher shezur b'yasa. But if it's going backwards, that's going to be kasher because that's considered to be normal. Okay, in Dirshu, footnote 63, so they bring down from the poskim, the Briska Rav was very makbid that the lulav be perfectly straight, and that's why some of his, the Briskers will check and look very, very carefully. Rosh Hashanah also held that it was, he was makbid also should be perfectly straight, but those are chumras, those are part of hidden mitzvah, that's not part of the ikir mitzvah lulav, it has nothing to do with this akum doma lamagal, which you don't have to look at carefully, and it's very blatant and very obvious, and you know it's like finding like the.
And they don't sell them.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. Hard to find. You have to go look for it. When you write your picture book on Arba Minim, you have to look hard to find one of those. Okay, right. That's Sifches. Sorry about that. This is not my analysis. Sivtes. So Sivkes is talking about kafuf. So kafuf, which also means rounded. So we have to figure out what's the difference between akum, dome lamagal, which we said is pasul, and kafuf, which also kind of means rounded. Which is also pasul. So says the mechaber. Before we get to the mechaber. So the Ran holds that this psul of kafuf is even with the tiyomis, the middlemost, topmost leaf. If that's rounded, that's also a problem of kafuf, and it sounds like it's going to be pasul even a mashahu, it sounds like, because this is the Ran we spoke out earlier in the week, because the top of the lulav is like the top of the esrog, which is very sensitive, delicate, and becomes pasul even b'isr mashahu. The Rosh held that that's not called kafuf. And not only that, when it's rounded on top, not only did the Rosh say it's not called kafuf, and not only it's not pasul, the Rosh himself looked for such a lulav to shake himself. He preferred that lulav. Why? Because when it's rounded, it means that you don't have to worry that the middle leaf, the tiyomis, is split at all. It's rounded, and that holds it shut. That holds it, that seals it closed. So that's... That was the preference of the Rosh. The Darkei Moshe brings down like that Rosh as well. Let's see that now. So basically, the Ran holds that, sounds like the Ran holds it's possible. And the Rosh holds that that's the best kind of lula there is. So let's see the Mechaber. Tuf Reish Memei Siftes. In Kofa Barosho Puzzle. If it's rounded on top, it's possible. Vidavka Kishe Shidrazo Kfufa. But only if the Shedra is Kofa. So I don't know how that's different from that kam. I'm missing something here. Ava all of kfufim, but the leaves on the top that are round, the barosha, kamosha, derech yos harbi lulavim, which is very common for a lot of lulavim, that's going to be kosher. So I'm still, how could he say he's referring to the shedra? The shedra was the akum. These are two separate psulim listed in the braisa. So I have to see, and I'm not sure. Mishmar Sivkatan Lamit Tes, again, tells us it's a psul of Hadar. Mishmar Sivkatan Mem, Kufim. Vaharosh Kosav Ohev Ani, Yoyse Lotes Bo. I love being Yotze with a rounded, a lula that's rounded on top. She ain't ha'ala nechlakim, tiyomto. Kayemes. The tiyomes, the innermost, topmost, top part of the leaf, is going to be intact. It's not going to be split, even a mashu. That's great. Hold it together. It's fantastic. The cost of a levosh. Now there's a big discussion. What exactly did the Rosh mean by that? That's only if it's the topmost, innermost leaf that's rounded. But if a bunch of them on top, like most of them, all of them or most of the leaves on top are going to be rounded, says Lavush, that's not what the Rosh meant, and that's going to be puzzle. That's definitely something that's weird. It's different than the way it was made. There ain't no other cloud. I count the Shonah. Magen Avraham brings down the Lavush, who wants to limit what the Rush said, but it's only the top innermost leaf. Others say, what do you mean? The top innermost leaf is the most important one. According to Minhag Ashkenaz, going to the Ramah, they've already seen twice this week. So if the top innermost one can be rounded, then certainly the others can be rounded. If that one's rounded, the rest should be able to be rounded. The Taz disagrees. He says, no, there's no such distinction over here. Taz has that chilek, that the innermost one is the most important. The alcohol panim, if you have another lulav, that you should be machmir, that if you have no other lulav, say it. But if you don't have another lulav, and most of the leaves on top, or all the leaves on top are rounded, you should not use such a lulav to be chayshish for the lavush, who says that that's not what the Rush meant. Okay. Mishra's have cut on. Birosho. If the leaves are rounded on top, Mechaber Paskin's like the Rush. That's kosher. It's only the top part that's rounded. But if the whole thing is rounded in an extreme way, it goes all the way down. It looks like the leaves look like two leaves. Like this? That's going to be puzzle. She'ain't the other cloud. That tioimus, the innermost, the middlemost, uppermost leaf is rounded. She had tumut nikvafa the vada harbe, if it's very rounded, not like where it was common, a little knipple on top. Then it goes all the way down, that's gam kain possum. Mishmasim kotamembez, kosher. Vyesh mina poskin shmach mirim bazet. That's the Ran. And it also brings down the ritva, the rashba. Meaning the Ran with the ritual Rashba, it's unclear which one it is. They hold even if it's just the innermost, middlemost, innermost leaf is rounded, it's going to be puzzle. So we don't puzzle like that. That's like a dasya. We puzzle like the Rush, it's okay. But even within the Rush, you have the Levush and the Magen Avraham telling us that it's only if it's the innermost, uppermost leaf. But once it's a bunch of leaves on top, most of the leaves on top, so that's still going to be possible. The Mishmaris of Gadim, Beis Yeshmin, Apostim Shemachmir, Bezeh, Ochein, the Minig, Ochein, the Shulchan Aruch, Ayin, Bishai, Tshuva. So the Minig is to be Mekel, like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rosh. It tells you, look at the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva brings down from the Bach that, you know, the Rosh says, this is great. The Ran says, this is possible. So, it's better to be worried about the psul of the Ran than looking for a hinder of the Rush, and better to have something that is not so rounded on top. Then there's a discussion exactly how rounded is rounded on top. What if it's just slightly?
You
guys
slightly.
Yeah, with davening. Okay, so we'll touch this up tomorrow. That's Tuf Reish Mem Hei Sif Ches and Sif.
Both can't hold it worth.